This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th Annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendo. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And the deputy are expected to depart in early 2014. They're getting out of there, a development that could give Barry Sotero a chance to reshape the eavesdropping agency, but he won't. Folks, the NFA revelations kill IBM hardware sales in China. We've just been told the first shot was fired on Monday, which sells Teradata, otherwise known as Teradata, which sells analytics tools for big data, warned that the quarterly revenues plunged 21% in Asia and 19% in the Middle East and Africa. Wednesday evening, it was IBM's turn to confess that its hardware sales in China had simply collapsed, and it turns out that there's a connection to the NSA revelation. Speaking of China, Chinese agency downgrades the U.S. credit rating. Chinese rating agency downgraded its U.S. sovereignty credit rating Thursday, despite Washington's resolution of the debt ceiling deadlock, warning that fundamentals for a potential default remained, quote, unchanged. But hey, folks, we're going to take a break from all that tonight, at least for the first hour, and talk with a guest. Her name is Jessie Ann Nichols George, and she is, well, a developmental specialist, integrated development specialist, to be more specific. She's been researching and studying the influence of environment, communications, personal dynamics, past lives, religions, cultural beliefs, and lifestyles, metaphysics, holistic healing, energetics, quantum energy, herbs, astrology, numerology, feng shui, environmental design, signs and symbols, dreams and dream work, meditation and visualization, mantras, chanting, affirmations, paranormal activity and spirit communication, auras, tantra and sacred sexuality, relationships, chakras, intuition and psychic work, crystals and gemstones, tarot, past life regression, divining, laying on of hands, healing and energy alignment. Geez, Jesse, what have you not researched in your career here?
It's great to be here with you, Bob. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you, and I'm interested in all of the aforementioned topics, but I also was looking at a book that you put out called Activating Compassion. And I think that's a very interesting discussion that we don't get to have very often. You know, I do this show as an act of compassion in a sense. Tell us a little bit about that work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really love that work that I put out because it is definitely a foundation and a direction that we're headed in right now in these days and times. And especially with the more pressures that a lot of people are feeling with what's happening around the world, compassion's going to become even more of an important role in right. things. That is going to be the one way that we're going to see our way through what's happening around the world, through these challenges, through these stresses. And I was actually doing another interview recently, and they had pulled some statistics, and they were showing that actually the DHEA in our body increases 100%, and our cortisol decreases 23% when we utilize compassion in our life. And the thing with compassion is we have it within us at all times. It's a part of us. It's our true nature there. And so the activating compassion comes from learning how to activate it, learning how to put it in motion in our life and kind of wake it up. Wake up, what is our true nature there? Our true nature isn't to be in this combat and this argument and this fighting and this separation. Our true nature is to be in synergy. You know, not to say that we've all got to be one and the same thing, but we need to learn how to work with each other in a flow. So compassion, I know for a lot of people, is a really, really big topic. And I know when I started to look at it when I was writing that book, Activating Compassion, and its companion workbook, I was thinking, wow, this is kind of a really big topic, because when most people sit down and think about compassion, they think, well, that kind of belongs to the priests and the ministers and the gurus and the monks that sit and meditate for 12 hours a day. And, oh, my gosh, I don't have 12 hours a day to sit around doing that work. And so I thought, how do I take this now and bring it into the everyday person's life? The person who's busy, the person that's working one or two or three jobs a week and trying to manage a family and trying to hold down a household and all of these things. And so that's when I started looking at, hey, let's break it down and let's make it functional. You know, what brings it functional into the everyday life? So I think that's really where we're looking at. When we look at compassion, it's not this unattainable thing that's reserved for those few people that are devoting their life to spiritual practices. But, you know, how do we bring it into our lives? How do we bring it in? Because that's where we're going to see the changes.
It's interesting that so many people think of human nature as this cutthroat social Darwinist idea of human nature. And much of that, in my mind, and you tell me what you think about this, is a matter of their environment.
It is. There's a lot of, you know, there's different aspects there. And they say part of what sets us free is when we're able to think freely for ourselves. And our environment, we have gotten so programmed with everything around us, whether it's the family life that we grew up or watching the TV and what's happening through or through the internet or these different things. And sometimes we forget, in the midst of all of this negativity that's going on or all this chaos that's going on, that we still have choices. And I think that's a really important thing for us to keep in mind, especially these days where we feel like more and more of our choices are being taken away.
Right.
So I think it's going to be kind of an interesting twist, and you're right in that sense that it is a lot of times a product of our environment. Just like the roles that we play in life as men and women and people and cultures, we're trained to think a certain way or view other people a certain way instead of just viewing them as a person. You know, we look at them and say they're a person of this ethnicity and this age range and this and that, and we start making all of these judgments about them. And we're really groomed towards judgments, which is ironic. And I think that was part of what led me into compassion, really, because judging people, making assumptions about them and not really even knowing anything and not even trying to shift or change the situation was a huge pet peeve for me. Right. And I thought, well, what's the counterpart to that? And compassion is that counterpart. Taking the time to stop and look beyond just what our eyes can see. Because like you say, a product of our environment, if we grow up around a very angry, abusive environment, we tend to carry that pattern through. Even once we step out of that environment, we keep carrying it through and we keep attracting people that fit into that pattern. But at any point, we have that choice to say, I'm not going to do this anymore, or I'm not going to live my life that way, or even when life gets a little bit challenging, I'm going to shift how I perceive it, and I'm going to take action to make it different.
Awesome stuff. Jesse Ann Nichols George is our guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We've spent a lot of time on the Bob Tuscan Show exposing the psychopaths out there and not enough time looking at compassion and the everyday good people, so to speak. Our guest tonight has a great piece on compassion. You should check out her website. JesseAnnNicholsGeorge1.com. And Jesse, let me ask you this. How can we manifest compassion in our day-to-day lives?
That's a great question, Bob. And I think that, again, so many people, they make it this huge thing. But in reality, compassion can be done in small 30-second gestures. It can be done in the smallest of things, and it's those small things that really end up being a big impact. So, we look around and we know that people around us are challenged by things and they have problems and they have issues going on, and we're not here to take on their issues, and their issues aren't really our problem, but how we deal with them, how we treat them is our issue. And that's the key to come back to, is what actions we are going to take. And when I talk about these 30-second gestures, it's small things like just smiling at people, saying thank you to people, appreciating the things that they do for us, acknowledging the efforts that they're making. It could just be like holding a door open for somebody. For example, you're at the store and you see their hands are full and you open a door for them, that type of thing. It's kind of coming back to that, the old aspect of manners. You know, we've lost some of the manners in society.
Helping the elderly lady cross the street. You know, these little things go a long way. But let me play devil's advocate for a moment here, Jesse, and ask, how is that going to really help the big picture here? We have, like I said, psychopaths out there creating false flag terrorism and all sorts of darkness in our world today, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. How does a little gesture like that combat the massive evil in our world today?
Well, it cascades into bigger things. And we don't always, in that moment, get to see the whole total result or the whole total package of things. But it does have this cascading effect. You can shift somebody from a negative energy to a positive energy in that small gesture. When their energy raises in vibration, they're getting out of the negative energy. They're able to align with spirit or God force or whatever term somebody wants to use, divine presence. And as we do that, we stop focusing on some of these other things. And that doesn't mean that we're going to just 100% alleviate people who are doing some of these things. But what it does is it keeps us from feeding it. It keeps us from buying into supporting these things. So when we're looking at things that are compassionate, sometimes compassion is saying no to things. Sometimes it is about just kind of being more alert and more awake to where are we putting our energy? What are the things that we're feeding and supporting? And, for example, I've got an example in my book where somebody literally saved a life by keeping an elevator door open. So somebody's running late from work to get out of work to go meet her spouse, and they've got a business dinner with a client of her spouse's. Somebody holds the elevator door open for her. Because of that, she's able to get in the car, get across town, kind of make it on time to this dinner, and as a result of making it on time to dinner, then this client's really happy, things are going smoothly, the service at the restaurant's good. As a result of all of this coming together, then the client decides they're going to sign the deal. So, of course, the person's really happy, the server gets an extra tip, that makes a difference for that particular server, for example, and being able to pay a bill. Because this deal goes through, several people are able to get employment, and as a result of that, one of those people who were going to be evicted from their home, whose spouse had gotten very sick because of all the stress and the tension in the home that was on the edge of death, with that person was able to be hired into this job, take the stress, the tension off, and that spouse was able to heal. So this 10-second gesture, basically, of holding an elevator door open literally end up saving a life. And what happens is as we move into compassion, our hearts are opening in a bigger way. We're not feeding in and buying into supporting the violence that's out there. We're handling things from a different approach. And again, it's not that we're ever going to stop anything 100% because it's,
sure,
we've got this huge variety. But the thing is that when we stop living in those negative spaces, because when we're in those negative spaces and we're angry and we're frustrated and we're tense, then we're going to create more of that. When we move more into seeing with an open heart and putting our energy into developing positive things, then we're going to reduce that tension and we're going to open up to more positive things. So negative energy, like anger, like these things that you're talking about, it feeds off of us getting angry. It feeds off of us dropping our vibration down and doing that. And when we do that, of course, we're more prone to accidents. We're not as aware when we're in those spaces. So we don't see a lot of the things that are happening and that are really going on.
I could see that, but let me ask you this. Is there a place for tough love? Is there compassion without perhaps the niceties of holding the door open for someone and the feel-good stuff that we mentioned?
Absolutely there is. And that's a great point because a lot of people that are givers, for example, they very easily fall into these patterns of giving, giving, giving.
Right, right.
And they don't understand that they've got to look at what they're giving to. So, for example, you might have somebody that you say, oh, yeah, you know, come on, I see you're under hard times, my friend, you know, come live at my house and I'll give you a place to stay for a couple of weeks while you're getting your feet back on the ground. Well, then you find out that person's not even looking for a job. They're not even trying. They're not doing anything. They're just eating your food and living at your house. And then you walk home one day and they're dealing drugs in your house. You know, you got to say no. Compassion is not allowing them to continue to live there and perpetuate those patterns. Compassion at that point is saying, I'm sorry, you need to find someplace else to go. So, yes, it does involve tough love, and it does involve sometimes having to put your foot down and again, looking at what are you supporting. You're not helping that person by perpetuating that. You know, so it's kind of like somebody, if you know that they're, say, a drug addict or something of that nature, and you give them money, and you know if you give them money, they're going to go buy drugs with it. But wouldn't it be better to give them food or give them something else that would actually help them?
Or teach them how to grow food. You know, you get the old adage, you give a man a fish, he'll eat for one night, but if you teach him how to fish, he'll eat for many more.
And that's a really big point that you just brought up there, is that we need to be teaching people what to do. We need to be teaching people how to make this shift. And I see a similar thing in relationships, Bob, where people...
Oh, let's cover that in just a second. I always could use a tip or two on relationships.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Just want to pick up with something on relationships, right? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right, cool. Yeah, you wanted to pick up with a commentary on relationships and how that fits into compassion. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Right, and the you know, definitely we have those different aspects of you know. Even there, we've got to learn where to draw our lines, because a lot of times, for example, in relationships, we're not being compassionate with ourselves. We see this a lot with women. They give up a lot of themselves when they're in a relationship. They start to lose their identity. And that's a part of compassion people forget about. You know, they give and they give and they give, but they forget that, hey, I need to draw this line and honor my own boundaries and honor my own limits in things as well, and not be overextending myself, not be, you know, giving to the point that I'm suffering. Because once we start giving to that point that we're suffering with things, then we're actually living in more of a depletion state or a deprivation state. And when we do that, we actually then are depleting our own self to the point that we have nothing left to give another person. So we've got to be very careful about walking down, you know, some of those paths with that.
Right. You know, I'm thinking about some of what we've just discussed in your work, and I wonder your take on the secret. You know, I hear this, you know, notion throughout what you've had to say thus far of having positive energy and whatnot. And I wonder if you're on board with this notion of the law of attraction and the secret. For me, Jesse, I've always kind of looked at it as a bit Pollyannish and neglecting things that happen to people all the time that, of course, they did not attract unto themselves. You know, we have children in Africa who are killed by machetes and genocide, and it's their, you know, room to blame them for what has happened to them in these atrocities. And I say, no, absolutely not. Right. So I see the law of attraction as a double-edged sword. Although on some ends of the spectrum, I see it as, you know, something positive. Obviously, we want to, you know, think and meditate on certain things we want to manifest in our lives. And of course, that takes action. That's the other part of the secret that I think people sometimes disregard is the acting part, to think that you can just sit there and have positive vibes and somehow everything's just going to magically appear and be beautiful. It is also Pollyannish in my mind. What's your take on that general discussion?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. And there's been more and more coming out about a lot of those techniques and things. And do the basic techniques work? Yes. But as you say, there's a few other factors involved, which is we have to take action. You can have the best tools in the world, but if you don't use them, they're not going to do anything for you. Action has to be followed up. And the thing is that even when you're implementing any of these things, whether it's the principles of the secret or law of attraction or my work in compassion or whatever it is for you, and when I write in this book, I write much more as far as like you and I talking. It's much more conversational. It's much more tangible for people, whereas I think a lot of the concepts that have been put out there, people haven't found that tangible connection to them. And that's a very important piece, because when it's not tangible, you're right. I mean, you can sit there and think things all you want. And yes, there are probably a few very, very powerful people out there who can strictly by the thoughts of their mind. And if you're that focused, but there are so few people that can train themselves or have trained themselves to be that focused. And to create that way, you still need to follow up with action. It's kind of like where we say, oh, this person became an overnight success. Well, they became an overnight success because we didn't know them 5 weeks ago, and now we suddenly know them and they're on the bestseller list. But they probably put in 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 years getting there.
Right, of course.
It's kind of like me. I've spent 33-plus years working in this field of helping people and helping them work with their lives. So I might all of a sudden be out in the public in the next 5 or 6 weeks and everybody's like, oh my gosh, she's an overnight success. But I've really been working at it for 33 years. So the key is with some of those things, the way they've been presented and the way that people have put them out there, there was some really great marketing with them. And that, of course, is a big key in a lot of things. But with my work, it's not about avoiding or escaping or denying the hardships out there. It's about learning how to deal with them. So, you know, again, we have this choice of how you're going to be. Your external circumstances may absolutely suck. You know, they may be horrible. And we need to acknowledge, I don't like this situation, or I don't like what's happening. But then we need to come back to that space and say, okay, these are stuff in my life. It's not comfortable to deal with. It may not be pleasant right now. However, it's up to me whether I'm going to sit around and be angry and throw temper tantrums, or whether I'm going to say, okay, let me delve another step inside of myself and see if I can come up with something else or get creative or find a way to still be happy within, even though all this garbage is going on without. So that's not about taking a Pollyanna view, because some of the Pollyanna views or some of these things are kind of saying, oh, yeah, never pay attention to what's negative, never look at it. But if we never look at it, it's like suppressing it down. It's like putting a really tight lid on a boiling pot. Eventually that's going to explode and boil over and create a lot of damage. But if we acknowledge, hey, the pot is boiling, what can I do to turn the water level down or the heat down a little bit so that I can get through it? So when we actually acknowledge it, then we can move through it, we can release it, and we can get on to that good stuff.
Right. Yeah, I think that's very important, and I hope that people take that in consideration. You know, I see that there is this new age movement out there that has a couple different things that just doesn't sit well with me. I'm not trying to group you in with the new age movement in general, but there are some hucksters out there. Let's be frank.
There are. And you know what? I've had people come to me and even try to say, I can do this for you and I can do that for you and on and on and on. And it can be hard to sort through who's real and who isn't real in their things. And I've had people that have come to me and said stuff, and then they flat out admitted to me, like, well, I'm just really good at marketing because my book is really very, very average. And I'm thinking, great, my book's really exceptional. I just don't have the budget you have to work with to put my book in the same place.
It's like the mainstream media, you know, they have the budget, they have the marketing, the PR, the mind control, if you will, and the real information that needs to be covered is not nearly as exposable as, not exposable, but disposable rather. And that's probably why they have such a huge grip on the people, and it circumvents, you know, real news and real information from getting out.
Well, and the thing to look at with a lot of these different things is, what is the approach somebody is taking? You know, for example, are they walking their talk? Do they really do what they're talking about? Or are they just talking about it? And I think that's where a lot of people, for example, got frustrated with The Secret or other things, and they kind of looked at it and they said, great, so you already had, you know, $50,000 to work with, but what about me, the average person who doesn't have $50,000 to work with? How do I go about doing it? And that's part of where, again, I've taken these big concepts and brought them down to that person that's like you, like me, the everyday person who maybe just doesn't have that big budget sitting in the bank account to play around with while they're trying to pursue their dreams or manifest their passion in life and things like that. And I think those are still great things to follow, and I do talk about how to do that in my book. But at the same time, we've got to be realistic about some of those aspects, because certainly I'm not going to have all the opportunities available to me that somebody with a big budget does.
Absolutely. Jessie Ann Nichols George is our guest tonight, and her website is JessieAnnNicholsGeorge1.com. She's an integrated development specialist, and when we come back, I'll ask her what that means.
Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, Jesse, I'm not that smart. You're going to have to tell me what this means. You are an integrated development specialist.
So, and I wanted to jump back just a minute,
sure.
Bob, to finish the thought that we were working on there before, is to help people when they're looking at these different programs, is to look at them, and if they're based on, like, preying on your fears or your deprivation or things like that, that's a good way to tell that they're not really coming from that clear space. They're probably not going to actually ever tell you a whole lot of anything. But if they're coming from that space of supporting you in learning how to do things in your, you know, on your own and teaching you how to do things on your own that you can take and run with independently of them, then that's a good indication that that's something that's probably going to work in there. And that kind of ties in then when we look at what an integrated development specialist is. What I do is I actually, as you were reading a whole list of things there at the beginning of the show that I do, is I interweave and blend all of these different fields and practices, approximately about 50 different ones, into the work I do. So instead of working with a very specific set format, when somebody comes to me for integrated development coaching work, what I do is it's more conversational. It's more about listening to them, seeing what's going on, seeing where their challenges are, and then I can actually pinpoint in and hone in to where the actual blockages are for them and tune in oftentimes even just like an hour session with them of things. So I'm interweaving all these different aspects from astrology and numerology and feng shui aspects and masculine feminine dynamics that are going on within them and in their interactions with other people. And so it's a blend of all these dynamics, and then I also blend my intuitive skills with that, which help me really hone in to what will help them and what will work with them. So it's kind of a very unique approach in that sense, and that's where I kind of differ from some of the other people out there as well, where they say, well, you know, I've got this six-month coaching program that you've got to go through, and it's going to take you 6 months, and we're going to go through this step and this step and this step and this step. And I think that's okay for some people. So I'm not totally knocking people out there or anything like that. I think that's okay, and that works for some people. But I also rarely ever need 6 months to work with people. I have people that decide they want to come back to me over and over again with different things in their life, but a lot of times I can resolve something or help somebody break through something in one, two, maybe three sessions.
You do a lot of channeling of past lives and ancestor support, and you say that you're a 13th generation spiritual advisor as well as a 13th generation Druidic practitioner, which I'd also have like to have you explain. Tell me a little bit about that work.
Yeah, so that work is I come from a long lineage on one side of my family of people that work with things like compassion. They've worked with a more general foundation that, you know, as opposed to tied to one specific belief system, of helping people really delve within themselves, really delving into what's troubling them, what's frustrating them, and helping them heal mind, body, and spirit. So I actually created a tool which is free whenever somebody signs up for my mailing list. It's called the Genesis Clearing Statement, and that clears whether it's an issue that you're dealing with in this past, this life, a past life, a parallel life, or through genetic coding that comes down. So that thing is, for example, I've had ancestors in the past that would work with people and they would say, okay, I want you to light a candle and I want you to focus on this particular thing or see this particular thing in your mind, and they would light a candle at the same time. So, you know, for some people that's kind of woo-woo out there. That's kind of like, ooh, isn't that, you know, tricky magic devil stuff or something like that. But it's really not. I mean, we burn candles in churches and say prayers. It's really the same aspect in that sense. So it comes from a long lineage of helping people find their balance and their track. And the Druidic side of things is really about learning to honor and respect nature and be in flow with it. So again, it's not this whole woo-woo thing that sometimes people like to associate it with, but it's really about respecting our environment and respecting what it's providing for us and working with it and being in tune with it. And I think sometimes we get very, very out of sync with it.
Right. The past life stuff, I've always found that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. Are you sure... And I'm going to ask you, I might as well ask the most profound of questions. What happens when we die? Are you sure that there's a connection here with our current consciousness, our current ships, also known as our bodies, and the past life?
And it can get very, you know, these are one of those things that we could go into multiple directions with it. You know, in one sense, we've got to start a action and an ending. And in another sense, it is a perpetual cycle that's going on for us. Kind of like every day, we could say every day we have a start and an action and an ending. And life is just a bigger macrocosm of that, in a sense. You know, for me and my belief system, when we pass from this earth, I feel that we do go to another plane of existence, which I believe that we spend some time doing some reflecting and understanding, because at that point, it's a continuum. Basically, what we're doing is we're letting go of the physical body. The physical body is just a vehicle for us to be on this earth, on this plane. If we didn't have this physical body, our spirit, our soul, it would still be taking things in. It would still be observing things, experiencing things. But we wouldn't be able to ground on this earth without that physical body. So we would be kind of floating out there. We actually shift our vibrational level, and at different vibrational levels, what happens is, for example, we have lots of spirits and things around us, but we don't see them a lot of times because their vibration is beyond what is in the third dimension, which is what we live on, is a third dimensional plane. So unless they take a body and ground into that third dimension, you're not going to see them. So it's really a lesson time. And the past lives, we go through life after life or incarnation after incarnation in order to evolve as a soul. That's my personal belief, is it's a continual process. And those in-between times between incarnations, and that's where it gets kind of confusing, is we're touching in with the all-knowing at that point. So yeah, it gets a little crossed over and confusing, I would say, in some of that.
I read a book years ago called Lives Between Lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked at that time between, you know, our current incarnation and the next. I always found that extremely fascinating for whatever reason. You know, what happens right then and there?
Yeah, in that time, and it's interesting, and it depends too, and that's where a lot of different belief systems come in. We have now what they call star seeds on the earth. You know, it depends on how mm-hmm. eclectic or how out there you want to get in the belief systems of things. You know, churches call it heaven. You know, and that's just the same holding place as a place that we go and we have a break between lives.
Hopefully
there.
It's not purgatory. Hey, Jesse, yeah. We're almost out of time. I want to thank you for coming on. We'll have to do this again. It's a nice break from all the geopolitical madness that we typically discuss, and I appreciate it. How can they find your work and any plugs about your books or your radio shows? Feel free to do so now.
Yeah. Going onto my website, which you mentioned earlier, jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com, that's a great way to connect with everything. You can connect to my blog through there. You can catch my archive shows, my upcoming shows on there. I do a show called Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. It's late night on Friday night. Starts at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Also, I have a lot of online courses that I'm teaching that involve the moon cycles, but also my
right.
work in compassion.
And that all at the website, right? Jesse Ann Nichols, George1.com. Thanks so much.
With finance.